Well, since this was a virtual Republican convention, much of the reaction came online. So let's go to Femi Oke, who's been monitoring social media. She's host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
Well, what were some of the trending topics from the RNC?
A big hashtag that I noticed immediately after the president spoke and leading up to it as well, Trump 2020 landslide, mostly enthusiastic Trump supporters. Ohio gal 330, one of the best presidential speeches I have ever heard, Ohio gal says. And then also, if you look out on social, you'll find the DC protests, which really provided a contrast to what was happening on the South Lawn of the White House, to what was happening outside on the streets. There were tussles with police, tussles with passers-by, and you got a really good sense of that split in politics, in what's happening in America, just from looking at the hashtags and also the videos on social.
Today in Washington, people are gathering to protest systemic racism on the 57th anniversary of the March on Washington and Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. It also comes, of course, amid the outrage over the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. What are people saying on social media about that?
I'm getting this distinct atmosphere as weariness, anger. Here we are again. For instance, there's a list of hashtags. Breonna Taylor, Jacob Blake, Elijah McClain, George Floyd, hashtag too many to name. Also organizing happening online. So there is a GoFundMe for Jacob Blake's extensive medical treatment to help his family, to help his children. There are calls for people to chip in and help and support him.
There's also been the news after the shooting of Jacob Blake of some protesters there in Wisconsin who were shot. A 17-year-old is in custody for that. And some people online are even showing support for him, perhaps following the lead of people like Fox News's Tucker Carlson, who said this earlier this week.
So are you really surprised that looting and arson accelerated to murder? How shocked are we that 17-year-olds with rifles decided they had to maintain order when no one else would?
I tweeted this week when I heard that I would have been fired, and rightfully so, if I had said something so stupid as that on the air. But there have been conversations online about Facebook's decision to ban some support pages for this 17-year-old. What are you seeing about that?
There's been a support page for a militia group, a self-described militia group, that has been removed from Facebook. Tucker Carlson wasn't the only person who spoke out saying, well, you know, there's some context here. Ann Coulter was not condemning the alleged shooter. Megyn Kelly was also taken to task on Twitter as well. But what I'm noticing are memes and support for the shooter. I'm deliberately trying not to say his name. This has become a tradition in the media. If you're talking about somebody who has allegedly committed violence, why make them more iconic than they already are? But there are a couple of hashtags here. Hashtag free, name of the shooter. Hashtag name of the shooter, did nothing wrong. There is some support for this young man, and there is pushback, and there are images of him out in the woods holding a gun, and the critiques are coming in saying, this is not normal. This is not right. This young man is a domestic terrorist. So the debate goes on. But it is fascinating to see how, where you feel that there couldn't be a debate about violence, that there absolutely is.
One more thing, Femi, and let's turn to the lighter side because it's Femi Oke on Fridays. We have to do something fun.
I know. It's a burden sometimes.
Tom Cruise is back at the movies. He went to a movie theater. He posted about it on Twitter. It went viral. Yeah. Tell us what's going on. Why is this getting so much attention?
People loved it because he was going to the movies to see Tenet, and he was dressed up, wearing a mask, riding through the streets of London. He went to see the film in London. People recognized him. Mr. Cruise, even when his face is half covered up in a mask, he's recognized in the movie theater, social distancing, people with their popcorn, but he is in there. He loves the movies. And everybody just said how great it was to see a kind of little bit of getting back to normal and his enthusiasm for being in a theater. And if Tom Cruise can go to the movie theater, this is the underlying subtext of this, it is safe for everybody. It is not a Mission Impossible. You can take that away and decide for yourself, but it was a really fun video. You can see it at Tom Cruise's Twitter feed.
Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.